So, in other words, the idea of passing away and coming in and being there all seem to be pointing to what we mean by the nature of time itself, that which is yet to come, that which has already been here, and that which is here right now. But when we get to the physics of all that, in fact, even when we get to our experience of all that, we find ourselves in a tremendous amount of quandary. Let me tell you why. First of all, let's talk about passing away. Is what's passed away there? Well, we might scratch our heads and say, no. Is what's coming there? We might scratch our heads and say, no. Is what's there there? And when there, we might start smiling and say, oh, yeah. Wait a minute. How do we know there's there? How do we know that thing out there is really out there? How do we know? Well, we can touch it. We can smell it. We can taste it. We can feel it. Our senses tell us that. But think about this. In order for you to sense an object that is out there with your fingers touch it. Signals, electromagnetic signals, go up into the neurons which connect up into your arm, into your sensing, so that you have neuronal signals going up into your arm, into your spinal column, in your spinal column, up into your cerebellum, in your cerebellum, into your brain, into your cortical regions of your brain, your somatosensory cortical regions of the brain, into the frontal regions of the brain where you interpret what's going on. And then once you say, ah, that's a glass of cold mush, then that sensation, those thoughts go all the way back down from your interpretive cortex into your somatosensory cortex, all the way back down into your cerebellum, back into your spinal column, and then back out to your arm, so that when you're feeling it, you're saying, ah, mushy, mushy, mushy. That all takes time, Matilda. Because it takes time, are you really sensing what's out there now? No, you can't sense what's now because you're integrating a whole bunch of experiences. And in that integration, you say, that's my now. But there is no now. There is the past, the future, all together now. And that's what you call now. It's not just now. What's now would be at this very instant. It's the nanosecond, the billionth part of a billionth part of a billionth part of a billionth part of a second, and that is so small that nobody ever experiences that. So what do we mean by now? What can be now? What is there about now? If we realize and are fully willing to accept that it is impossible to know now at all, then what you call now is really a window of time that extends into the past and into the future now. So that your now is an integration of all that experiences. There is no such thing happening now. In other words, there is no now, and that means there is no such thing as an object out there now. It doesn't exist that way. In order for something to exist, it has to exist over a window of time. And that's just trying to make sense of all this. And what's the problem with all that? What's the problem? The problem is that we have linearized time. We've made it into a straight line, and we believe that there's a before, a middle, and an end. We have all of that in our minds. And when we try to lay out our experiences on that straight line time, we run into these kind of troubles, these kinds of problems, these kinds of confusions in our thought. So maybe the Red Queen isn't so nutty after all when she says it's a poor mind that only can think one way in time. Because actually, your memory may not be what you think it is after all. It may not just be what happened in the past. It may be a little bit of what's in the future mixing into what happened in the past. And that is your time window. So even what you think is now is not really what you think it is. Okay, that's neurophysiology, and that's physics, and that's time as we think about it now.